listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Brought to you in part by the Four Firkins at thefourfirkins.com. It's a specialty beer store. I don't know if I said that.
No, you didn't. You completely skipped over it because you're...
I figured at this point everyone knows.
Well, it's a late night edition, so we're...
Well, late for us.
We're suffering a bit right now.
Well, I'm not suffering.
I am. I've been in my car for hours.
Yes. As we record this, it started to snow, I think, grease. I think that's about the only explanation as to the road conditions. It's snowing.
It's, you know what I kind of compared it to?
Snowing grease and marbles is really what it's snowing.
You watch Iron Chef.
I have watched it, yes.
And you know that Morimoto, he makes like a stock pot.
Yeah.
Every single time. That's the first thing he does.
Yeah.
It's like a boiling cauldron of stuff.
Yeah.
He dumps like these big ass fish flakes into this
mm-hmm.
this stuff. That's basically what it's snowing. It's
snowing fish flakes.
Exactly. You know, it's the big, wet, nasty... Frick up the road type of deal.
You can swear on this show.
Fuck up the road type of deal. It took me an hour and a half to get to your place from work.
Which normally takes...
15 minutes.
Yes.
I'm glad I didn't have to drive straight home. Because I still would not even be like halfway there.
No, you
point.
Wouldn't.
I might sleep in my car tonight. I might just drive back to work and sleep in my car. Actually, no, I take that back. We've got a nap room at work.
Oh, then
I might,
game on.
Exactly. Dave, you're wearing the same thing you wore yesterday. Yeah.
Do you see what the roads were like?
Exactly. Welcome to my world.
Yes. So we're at a often, I don't want to say critically acclaimed place.
Oft-reviewed.
I can't think of the damn word. Awarded.
Uber popular.
Uber popular, although not tonight, but it's... It's a Monday, so...
And it's
shitty out. It's raining fish fish scales. But yes, we're at True Thai.
Yes.
One of the big Thai restaurants in the Twin Cities.
Kind of over in the Seward neighborhood.
Yes. Seward.
Yep. Did I pronounce that right?
Seward. Whatever.
Kind of at the very edge of it, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
And this is one of those hidden gem type of deals.
Yes. It is easy to drive right by if you know... Where, wow, that was fast.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you know where Zips Liquors is,
yep.
It's right across the street from there.
And there's a meal that was across the street, but
well,
we're better than that.
It's not the kind of show we do. So, I'm going to try that. We started with the appetizer.
Mm-hmm. And these are the True Thai Golden Kingdom style. Taiwanese egg rolls. Fish.
Now, what makes them specifically Taiwanese?
I think it is the wrapper.
Okay.
And that by wrapper, I don't mean P. Diddy. Yeah, I went there with that.
I don't think anyone listening to the show thought that that's what you possibly could
I really apologize for that comment. Just right off the bat, I shouldn't talk the rest of the show.
You might improve our listenership.
Thanks, bud.
Uh-huh.
Mmm. But how is it? Because you just inhaled. I'm glad I suggested this because I don't think you even thought about eating.
I'm hungry.
I am starving.
Because it's later than normal for me, so. I'm starving. It's very good. It's very good, egg roll.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing crazy. Like, it's not. There's nothing, at least to me, that would identify this as different than just any other good, high quality egg roll.
Well, I like to think of myself as a connoisseur of the egg roll.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is. Kind of a cross between a traditional Cantonese egg roll and a Vietnamese egg roll. The Vietnamese egg roll has a really, really crunchy outside, kind of like this one does.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cantonese egg roll, as opposed to the Vietnamese egg roll, is very heavy on the cabbage and the, you know, it's basically like coleslaw in a wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I'm getting here. So.
And for the record, I'm much more into the crispy wrapper. Mm-hmm. I don't like the... Excuse me. The spring rolls or any of that stuff. And we forgot to order drinks, I just realized.
We did.
We'll have to do that when our food arrives.
Oops.
But I like that crunch. And I hate spring rolls because it tastes like how I imagine a baby would taste. It's that kind of cold and clammy and kind of flesh.
We just lost most of our listeners with that one.
So, what was that, 2-3 people? Big deal.
I like the fact that when we started this thing and I would make comments like that, you'd get so angry at me.
It wasn't that I'd get angry, I just thought you'd jinx us. Now I know.
Now you know. It's just
now I know how it works.
It's already a slippery slope. We're just riding down.
We're right above the guy that exercises and paints on public access. Mm. You ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
It's this guy that's trying to do like 3 things at once. And he's on a treadmill the whole time, but he's trying to do things. So it's like paints or... I'm trying to remember, he tried cooking at one point.
That had to end badly.
Yeah, it's... You're just waiting for him to die. It's like watching NASCAR. I'll see if I can find a link to some of it, and we'll throw it in the show notes. But it is...
I'm excited to watch this.
It's bizarre and amazing all at the same time. Like most good public access.
I like my public access television... Exciting and dangerous.
Yes, absolutely. So now, if you had to create a cuisine...
Cuisine?
A cuisine that my tastes are diametrically opposed to, you would be hard-pressed to find one more opposite of what I like than Thai food.
I agree.
Because it combines 2 of my least favorite things. Nuts and spice.
You say something before we pulled up?
No, this show is all about expanding your horizons and trying new things and exploring the culinary landscape of the Twin Cities.
Is your food that's coming?
Mm-hmm.
Is it nutty?
No, I check for it.
Okay.
I check. It's not that I'm like, and I think we've talked about this on the show before. I'm not allergic to nuts. I don't have a problem with it. It's just I don't like the texture or the taste.
That is one of the big things that I'm opposed to in Thai cooking as well. I on the other hand, do like spring rolls. I like the taste of baby, apparently.
You do!
And the texture of baby as well.
Don't get me wrong, baby has a fine texture. It's just that climbiness that I don't like.
Right. And the squiggling and the
well, then the wriggling around, but
the crying.
Yeah. But a couple shots of whiskey, they stop wiggling, so that's fine.
Just rub it right on.
Just
the
rub
gums.
It on the gums. Yeah, you're fine.
What's wrong with us?
We're terrible people. Yeah. That's what's wrong with us.
So I completely lost track of what we were talking.
You
about.
Like spring rolls?
So I do like that, but I'm right there with you. I don't like nuts in Chinese, Vietnamese, Cantonese, Szechuan, none of that.
I almost did a dirty knees joke.
I'm so sorry. I forgot to tell you that tilapia actually takes a little while. So
okay.
We have to deep fry first.
Okay.
And then sweet and sour come first. So do you want me to take it out first and then you guys can share?
Could we do it at this? I mean, I'm fine with waiting on the sweet and sour, so that's fine. Actually, but while you're here, we forgot to order drinks. Could I get a, is it a Zingha?
Yes.
Zingha. Okay, wrong.
And can I get a... Bell's Pale. Bell's Pale Ale. Thank you.
So apparently what you ordered takes a while.
I apologize.
They have to... we might get another order of egg rolls. if he comes back, I may have to flag him down. But
I can.
Because those were fine egg rolls.
Mm-hmm.
But yes.
I'll get his attention if you were...
No, it's fine. When he comes back with our beer. So, so what were we talking about again?
Baby.
Sweet, sweet baby meat. You like spring rolls.
Spring rolls. The
nutty, you don't like nuts.
No nuts, no nothing. My mom was terrible with this when I was growing
up. That's just a general... broad reaching statement, but
she's just now forgiving you for everything.
No, she's not. She's like one of those old, like, KGB special forces people. They never really forget.
Like an elephant.
It's, well, I wasn't going to say that, because then you'd probably turn it into some sort of fat joke, and that's not where I'm going.
But she was notorious for any time she made the homemade stir fry, throwing, like, and not even, like, salted peanuts, but, like, the Spanish unsalted, still had the crusty shell on it type peanut.
Pistachios right with the shells on it. Like, what, it's like, kill you?
Exactly. It was, like, the peanuts that she used for baking. It's like, oh, I'll throw these in there.
Sure.
For texture.
I wonder if you could use that with Gardettos. I wonder if you could stir fry trail mix.
Trail mix, no. I'd go with Gardettos, though.
To me, that's trail mix, though. I mean, that's...
There's so many different types of trail mix.
I suppose. It's a bit vague. Mm. I still think they should do, like, the individual pieces of trail mix, or Chex Mix, or any of those kind of things.
I just want the rye crisps.
Thank you! Yes! I would totally just eat, like, a whole bag of those things.
I'm surprised you can't buy
it. And my heart would explode.
I'm surprised you can't buy it.
Pretty much just pucks of salt. Dark pucks of salt. They're delicious.
I think we just came up with the name of today's show. Or baby. I am surprised you can't buy that bulk. Just that.
Although, I might have talked about this on the show, but you can buy fortune cookie rejects in bulk.
Come again?
You know, not all the fortune cookies survive the cookie process.
The cookie,
I guess. The cookieing. if you go to the right Asian markets, you can buy like a 3-pound bag of basically either broken, like, fortune cookie pieces, or ones that weren't folded, so they're like a disc. You know? And you can just get like these remnants, and it's like a big bag. It's like a multi-meal bag, and it's like $3-4.
Do you like fortune cookies enough?
I love those.
You like
fortune cookies? We used to do that all the time when I was at the radio station, when I was working there.
Yeah.
We used to get a bag of those like every couple months, and
really?
and it would just sit there on the secretary's desk, and people would just buy and grab a handful of fortune cookie pieces. It was awesome.
Did you have dinner? No.
And fortune cookies.
I filled up on fortune cookies, so I'm
good. Speaking of bad dinners regarding the radio station, I had a big meeting with the radio station brass yesterday.
Okay.
And now my show, the show that I do on the radio, it's noon to 2. Okay. The meeting was at 4.
Okay.
And me, being the lazy son of a bitch that I am, I'm like, fuck it, I'll just stick around for a couple hours and wait for the meeting.
I wouldn't go home.
Yeah. But then I realized I haven't eaten lunch yet.
Quandary.
And I'm like, okay, I gotta get something to eat. And for, you know, as much as we love that area, this is kind of the West Bank area, there's no good place for just fast food.
No, there really is.
In that kind of Cedar Riverside, Seven Corners area.
There is, you have to look for it.
Yeah, but I didn't want to mess around, and I was just like, screw it, I just want to grab something and come back. So I went to the gas station.
Okay.
And I picked up a box of pizza rolls. Okay. Like the 15 pizza rolls.
This is making a hard left.
So I grabbed the pizza rolls, brought it back to the office, and was getting ready to throw them in the microwave. Now, that is obviously not the preferred method of making pizza rolls because they get a little soggy.
But I actually like them better in the microwave.
I used to be like that. And then, you know, living with my girlfriend, she's kind of civilized me in a lot of ways. By putting things in the oven. So I've become a fan of the crispy.
You've come so far.
I've progressed well. Well, it's funny because she's been working nights.
Yeah.
And I've devolved into a single man because I'm home alone all night. So it's like I'm staying up later. I'm eating worse.
After all of last week's episode, you defending, no, I'm going to the gym. I'm good. I'm getting back in the swing of things. I'm trying to eat right. Yeah. Just out the window now.
Oh no, all that is still happening.
You're eating a lot of healthy food. Is that what you?
No. Okay. No, I'm doing better. It's actually evened out. I think it's like all the gains I made have been counteracted by the fact that I'm now essentially single.
Happy medium.
So it's balanced out. But anyway, back to the pizza rolls. So I'm getting the pizza rolls ready. We have no plates. There's no plates.
You can microwave in the box.
I didn't trust that because I didn't want the thing melting and then get it stuck to the paper. I hate that though.
I've done it.
Nothing worse to me.
I've done it. Like, it actually turns out okay.
That will ruin a pizza roll for me if there's paper stuck to it. I don't trust it. Okay.
The passion of the pizza roll.
Okay. So I'm looking around. Like, there's got to be something I can find. Okay. All I can find is a big stack of essentially fast food beverage cups. Like the plastic. So
seriously?
So I don't put pizza rolls in there.
You kidding?
And I fucking nuked that.
You kidding?
I do not recommend it.
You are the strangest person I've ever met.
It was there was nothing. I was trying to MacGyver it, man.
That's not even MacGruber-ing it.
I was doing what I could with what I had.
Wow. Wow, you're like the worst cook ever.
What? Yes, because otherwise pizza rolls would be good. Can we get another order of the egg rolls while we're waiting? Awesome. Thank you.
All right, here's a gun.
All right.
That's exciting for us.
No, I get... Oh, we both have the...
Oh, cool.
The branded glasses. Mine actually fits the beer I'm having.
Is it mine?
No, it's the same
thing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thing. So, we've got... What did you get?
I got a Bell's Pale Ale. Just a... It's Bell's. We've heard it here before.
Yep.
And actually, I just had this 2 weeks ago. But
now, did you properly mark it in hopchart.com?
I didn't.
You gotta get home and do it
prior to hop charting.
Well, they let you grandfather that stuff in.
Do they?
Yeah. Hmm. So you can, as long as you remember where the hell you got it.
Well, the problem is that I'm trying not to cheat on Albies, and be
admit that you're shopping with
exactly.
At other places.
Yeah.
You were in the top. I was actually talking with Andrew.
Yeah.
This week, because he's doing some other stuff for us, some secret projects, and
master plan. Jesus.
Yes. And they just implemented a new feature on HopChart.
Okay.
Where it's the top users. And there's all time, which is kind of what it defaulted to. So everyone's like, there's like people that have like 400 points already,
right? Which is ridiculous.
And then it's just like, well, I don't want to compete with that. But he's now got it. So I think it's like in the last month, in the last week.
Okay.
And when we looked at it last week, you were in the top 10.
That's right.
Last week, I think you're like number 7.
Well, I made a trip to our said beer store.
Yes.
And picked up a bunch of stuff I'd never had before. Like,
uh-huh.
Not even on the radar.
Uh huh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Sweet and sour.
Thank you.
Thank you. Apparently his concept of a delay is different than mine.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty much right on time.
Good mark.
You got something out of fucking Temple of Doom.
now I'm trying to remember what Harrison Ford says when he does the whole heart thingy.
I know what everyone else is saying. I don't remember either. So, what did you get?
I got...
What sort of horrible hell beast is on your...
It's not a hell beast. It's a... This is a whole tilapia.
Which, for those people who don't know, is...
It's a whitefish. And it has been deep fried, because I've got no regard for my body.
Nope.
And it is in it's called a tri-spicy sauce. I don't know exactly what that means.
Okay.
But look at that. Look how good that looks. Look at that.
That's one word for it.
I got a dead minnow on my plate.
Yeah, you do. That is a whole damn fish.
It is a whole fish.
Skin on, face. It's got a face.
It's got a face.
Man.
It's got an eyeball.
You go from eating brains last week.
I know.
To eating things with faces this week.
Oh my god, this is going to be...
I went with the slightly safer route on this one. They have a so-called superior sweet and sour. which I was intrigued by, because it's got more than your standard sweet and sour stuff. I mean, it's got your peppers, it's got your onions, got your pineapple in here, it's got carrots. It's fairly standard. But what amazes me is that they actually list in the menu that this is apparently the official sweet and sour dish for the St. Paul Elementary School public lunch.
Which is awesome.
I'm jealous of those kids.
Have you had a bite of it?
I have not, no. Large pieces of pineapple, always appreciated.
This is ridiculously good.
Now, have you had that before?
I've never had this before. I mean, I've had tilapia before. I cook it 3 or 4 times a week, actually.
Yes.
But this is...
it's very well done.
Oh, holy crap.
One thing I must say about mine is the sweet and sour sauce on mine.
Mm-hmm.
More of a broth than a sauce.
Just kind of hanging
out. It's a little watery for what I'm used to. It's good, though. The rice is doing a good job of soaking it up. So.
What most people do is the opposite of what you're doing.
Hmm.
Going sweet and sour onto rice.
No, fuck them.
Okay.
My thinking is that
this is a technique.
The sauce on here, when it dries,
yeah,
it's gonna be harder to take off. So why get two dishes dirty with the sauce?
Point taken.
So I'm all about, since I have to do dishes myself, I'm all about making it easier for other people. So
important to note that mine is a little dangerous.
What is?
Mine is a little dangerous.
Oh dear. You have bones and such.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that normal or is that just a... okay.
So, the bones are edible. Not terribly edible, but, you know, they're easy to...
they won't kill you.
Well, they're big enough that you can see them.
Uh-huh.
Which makes this a very easy fish to cook. You're spending minimal time having to pick out any bones out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, if you buy it like frozen, it's already been deboned.
Mm.
Make whatever joke you want there.
Mm. So, with my sweet and sour here, I got pork with mine. So as I add more rice to it, and I brought a pork story.
Good to know
today. So in Argentina, they've been trying to boost the non-beef industry in the country.
Okay.
Argentines are the world's biggest per capita consumers of beef in the world.
Which surprises the crap out of me.
But the problem is that beef is getting expensive. And it's not terribly healthy for you.
Blasphemy.
So there's been this move on the part of the Argentinian government to kind of raise up pork as a good alternative to beef.
Okay.
And it's helpful. It's being helped by Cristina Fernandez, who was quoted recently as saying, "I've just been told something I didn't know, that eating pork improves your sex life."
Come again?
She did. It's, as I say, it's a lot nicer to eat a bit of grilled pork than take Viagra. She said she recently ate pork and, quote, "things went very well that weekend."
Seems like an old wives' tale.
It just happened. Oh, you're saying that pork is good for you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, be that as it may. So I enjoy this on several levels. First off, you have just the aphrodisiac effects of pork, which, given the fact that I have pork, is awesome.
Thank you.
Given the fact that I have pork in my dish, I'm just saying you might want to watch out later on the way home.
Try to make romance inside of me?
I may try. There's no try, actually.
There's do or do not.
There's do or do not, and there will be no do not. I'm just right now. There's only do.
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly, and at length. And with some name calling.
Wow.
But okay, so not only do you have this whole thing with pork and all that stuff, but here you have a head of state discussing in not graphic detail, but detail their sex lives.
It's a bit much.
Only in South America could you pull that off.
This is also true.
And I don't have a picture of her, but she seemed, I'm willing to bet she's fairly attractive.
Or not.
Well, Argentinian women, like a lot of South American women, it's one of those where they age almost always very gracefully.
Okay.
They're kind of like Japanese women in that way.
Okay.
They age very, very gracefully, at least a good majority of them. And then at some point, in a lot of them, like a switch is flipped, and it's like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Really? We're going with two Harrison Ford.
I'm
going to
see if I can work in Crystal Skull by the end of the show.
I never saw it, so...
You're not missing a whole lot.
That's what I'm kind of figuring.
So I'm willing to bet she's probably fairly attractive.
Or on the slippery slope.
Yeah, that's entirely possible, too. So you are making great strides in your fish there.
I'm winning the battle. If you buy tilapia at the like Cub or Rainbow or wherever you shop, like I said, it's typically pretty deboned. Make your own joke there. And they typically do the fillet, you know, from more of the belly type back area. There's some really great meat up towards the gill, but the quandary of that is bones are quite a bit bigger. I mean, quite a bit bigger.
Yeah, you got quite the I don't know what the word for it is, a graveyard, I guess. You got going over there, bone pile. A bone pile.
Speaking of bone piles.
Wow.
Our next story.
So one of the blogs that I've started reading lately.
How you doing?
Of course I took a big bite right before
I
started.
I thought we had been working on that.
we have, and I just apparently flaked on it. Okay. Been reading a lot of the Slash Food blog.
Which is a good site.
It's a good site. They're really good about finding articles kind of throughout the world on food and things like that. Well, one thing they actually talk quite a bit about is food television and Food Network. Like, they do weekly wrap-ups of the Iron Chef episode, and they'll talk a lot about Top Chef and things like that. So they put out an article this last week that is the top 10 hottest women in the food industry. No, they did this with guys too.
Okay.
So I don't want you to think that it's, you know, sort of weird.
Maybe we'll do guys next week.
Probably not, because I don't think you know a lot of these guys. But Tyler Florence was on that list, so I knew
he'd
be...
I watch and I pay attention to a lot of food news and stuff. So.
If you really want to dissect the hottest guys in food industry next week, you're welcome to it.
Who knows? I might be feeling that side.
You might. Maybe we'll get Alvion. We'll have a big man discussion. So, top 10 hottest women in the food industry. Now, we'll go through these real quick, so that we have some time to talk about the list here.
Okay.
Number 10, Paula Deen. AKA everyone's hot grandma. Okay. In fact, I will applaud the author on this one, because he actually uses the frame Silver Fox.
Really?
In the write-up.
Really?
So I will give him
props on that. Is that what we're going to call her from now on?
Maybe.
I think we should.
Maybe. Number 9.
It's a pre-made nickname for her. It's awesome.
Number 9, Katie Lee Joel.
Season 1 host of Top Chef, I believe.
Yes. And she's also been a judge on Iron Chef a couple times. Mm-hmm. Also Billy Joel's daughter.
Daughter or wife?
Could be both.
Or actually, it might be ex-wife now.
I don't know. She's certainly young enough to be his daughter.
But I'm pretty sure.
And the man did bag Christy Brinkley, so I mean, he's got some superhuman powers. Christy Brinkley in her prime, no less.
That's a good point.
Okay, so that's fine. Sunny Anderson, who does the Cooking for Real show on Food Network.
Oh yeah,
she's all right. I'm the kind of person that will write someone off if they have a recipe that they're really proud of that is really bad. And her the thing she does for the black bean salad for the Vita towel commercials.
Okay.
And she does that just looks disgusting. So that hurts a friend. So number 7 is Gail Simmons. She's a judge on Top Chef. And I didn't print it out here, but the picture that they included with this listing is one of the worst pictures of her I've ever seen in my life.
I think it's like a pregnancy picture.
Yeah, but it's like it's worse than a pregnancy picture. Yeah. It's a bad picture. And she's a very lovely lady, so I mean, I don't disagree with that choice. I'm just saying it's a horrible picture. Number 6, Jaden Hare. I've never heard of her before.
No.
Apparently, she does a blog called Steamy Kitchen.
Hey, no.
Number 5, Jennifer Carroll. She was a contestant on this last season of Top Chef. I remember her.
I remember her as well. I thought she was cute. She was. Here's my deal with her. She always had a frown on her face, like. And not like a, like, I'm thinking really hard, but, like, I'm just kind of a miserable bitch type deal.
I don't know about that. And besides, in the hypothetical situation that we're talking about here,
mm-hmm.
where they would be in the room and in a relationship with you,
mm-hmm.
chances are she's going to have that frowny face anyway.
Thanks,
so you might as well just get used to it.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem. Number 4, Nigella Lawson. Goddamn.
Rated way too low. way too low.
Number 3, and to me, one of the weird ones on this.
I completely agree with you.
Kat Cora, Iron Chef, on that show, Iron Chef. But I didn't realize that she actually works for Bon Appetit magazine.
And is a lesbian.
Well, I knew that.
Oh.
Number 2, Friskies, a.k.a. Head.
A.k.a. Gooms.
A.k.a. Giada De Laurentiis. and number 1, again going back to Top Chef, Padma Lakshmi. So, I'm gonna give you the floor on this one because you were ready to go. Like when I sent this to you, like, should we talk about this? You're like, yes, absolutely. I have so many things I want to talk about. So I'll give this to you while I catch up on my food here.
First off, the glaring omission is I ate a Mohnkamp.
Okay.
Of Ask Aida on the Food Network.
Okay.
If you're not familiar with her, she hosts a show in which people basically email in questions and she answers them on the show while she cooks. She's 29 years old. She is a CIA graduate. Also graduated from...
That's the Culinary Institute of America.
Yes, yeah.
Not the Government Intelligence Agency.
Yep. She studied in France, learning how to cook food. She's also a Brown University graduate. So
she's got some smarts, too.
She's got the smarts to back it up. Very girl next door-ish, but, you know, way out of your league type of deal.
Okay.
With just a hint of, I don't want to call it a Spanish influence, but it's just kind of a...
That lusty Latin.
Lusty Latin kind of deal, even though Mohnkamp doesn't really ring that.
No, not as much.
Okay. She's outstanding looking.
This list is more than just looks.
Right.
It has a lot to do with the passion behind the food and the passion behind cooking and all that stuff. I can't see. I just have frosted window. I can't without the window. Although I admire her for trying to bike with heels in the snow.
I agree.
It's kind of impressive. Anyway, so it's more than just physical looks on this. Would you focus?
I'm trying.
Here? God.
Get away from something shiny that makes noise in front of me.
Apparently. Okay, so you've got that. Who else?
Why is Jada on the list?
Jada was going to be on the list.
Why is Big Hit on the list?
Jada's going to be on the list. It's just, it's a given.
She's all boobs and head.
For a lot of guys, that's enough. You know? And I'll just read the little write-up here. It says, she's the Food Network favorite, hosting 5 cooking shows, including Eating Everyday Italian.
Yep.
And with good reason, she's fun, good-humored, and stunning. I would agree with that in some degree on all 3 accounts. You know, as much as we give her shit, she seems like she's probably fairly grounded.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you.
Okay.
She's from a Hollywood family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a certain amount of baggage that goes along with it.
Well, yeah.
So I'm going to knock her down just because of that.
So you're bagging her for just the assumption that she's got baggage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. That being said, I do enjoy some of her recipes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand to listen to her.
No.
Because it's mozzarella, not mozzarella. Or it's ricotta, not ricotta. What's the other one I'm thinking of?
Those are the big ones. Pancetta.
Parmigiano Reggiano, not Parmigiano.
I think here's my problem, and I'm
having a stroke every time.
I've had this discussion with somebody. I forget who it was, and I apologize if I don't mention your name. If you are of the mindset that you have to pronounce words based on their roots,
mm-hmm.
from the culture of origin, either go full out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, do everything exactly, you know, how the original speakers would have said it.
Agreed.
Okay. Or realize that you're fucking American and be done with it. Okay. I've got no problem with people with accents. I mean, that's a side issue. That's something different. Okay.
She was born in California.
Yeah.
Your family's Italian. Your family is full-blooded Italian.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't make it all right.
And what I worry about, and again, I don't know if this is her, if this is dealing with her, but I worry about this with that people use that to sound more cultured than they are.
Agreed. And I couldn't agree with you more. I actually think she, in the long run, ends up losing more people because it sounds so elitist and hoity-toity. At least for me, it comes mm-hmm. off as that. Now, am I probably reading that wrong?
Yeah. Maybe.
But
all I'm saying is, you know, Ina Garten, she does just as much Italian stuff.
Agreed.
As Jada does.
And does she butcher everything?
Not a damn one.
No.
Granted, given how much bourbon she puts in all her recipes, she's probably half in the bag most of the time. Anyway.
Ina Garten is a drunk.
Probably. But I just, yeah, it's stupid, and it's you're drawing attention away from what you should be drawing attention to.
Correct. The biggest mistake on the list, though, happens to be where our favorite is placed on the list.
Okay.
Why on God's green earth is Nigella rated at number 4? Why is she not rated at number 1?
Well,
talk your way out of that one.
I agree with you, but at the same time, she is not for everyone. She's a little bit older.
I'm still selling on
you. Well, no, I'm just saying in terms of broad appeal.
When you meet her, I'm going to be like, you know, he said you were old.
I would never say that.
You wouldn't say that about the Silver Fox.
No, I'd say you look damn good for 100. That's what I would say.
Mark another person off the list that we'll never have on the show.
I don't think she was coming up here anyway. But I don't know. To some people, I mean, she's a little older. She's a little bigger. She's fair. I mean, you get
her. She likes her butter.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying I can understand why. I mean, she was number four. Now, granted, the three above her. Cat Cora, I don't get.
That makes me zero.
She just seems like she's a horrible person. Like, she just looks like she's mean.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, I
wouldn't go as far as to say she's a horrible person.
Well, just. I rarely
get. You've been hanging out with me too much, apparently.
I know, it's just. I rarely get a stronger vibe of just utter, complete bitch than from Cat Cora.
Jesus.
Well, no, and I'm sure she's a lovely person. I mean, she is a UNICEF spokesperson. You know, but that doesn't mean you're not a bitch. And also, intensity bothers me, and I realize that's the lazy Minnesotan coming out in me.
Pretty much.
But intensity upsets me, which is part of the reason why I really like Magella. Because there's nothing intense about that.
No.
It's everything is just the way it needs to be, and it's all very sensuous. And it's like,
you can all hot and bothered just looking at it.
Oh, shush. Now, but probably my biggest complaint on this list.
Okay. Is this yours or mine?
That's yours. My biggest complaint on this list, besides Giada De Laurentiis, even though I realize that that's largely inevitable, okay, on a list like this, it's going to happen, is Padma Lakshmi. And here's why. Now...
Things on her arms?
No, that doesn't bother me. And, you know, she's a lovely woman, and I would never, you know, consider her... a bad-looking woman or anything like that. In fact, we watched the rerun of the finale of the last season of Top Chef on Sunday. That dress, Jesus.
You gonna be okay?
How did anybody do anything at that table? However, she is the only one on this list that is not a chef. Every person on this list is a chef but her.
You mean the blogger?
Yeah, the blog, and she's got a cookbook. I mean, Jane Hare.
And we're calling Katie Lee Joel a chef as well?
She's listed as a chef on here, and she does have a cookbook. So I think that qualifies.
Huh.
And, you know, and I understand kind of within the confines of this list, again, it's all about passion and things like that, but she's the only one on this list that isn't a chef. And they actually said the fact that one of her big things is that I'll just read this here. It says, her reality is balanced by a hidden sense of humor, and both are complemented by her monster appetite. Okay? She eats anything, and she clearly loves food. And that's an admirable quality.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not a chef. So I guess my question is at what point, like they talk about in the food industry, now, how much of this is food and how much of this is in the food media?
Right. Because you don't have a restaurateur on there, you don't have a. You don't.
No. No, every single person on here is a chef.
Right.
No, granted, I'm reasonably certain that Padma could probably cook us both into a fucking corner.
I don't know
if we need to.
I think I watched her on Conan.
Oh yeah.
And she said she doesn't cook much.
Oh really?
At least I think I'm pretty sure. Either that or was,
Okay, yeah. let me correct myself. Actually, now, whilst I have such great vigor and outrage, Gail Simmons apparently is also not a chef. Mm. She is a critic. But that makes a little more sense, though. You're a critic.
But they're on the same show. They've got the same amount of exposure.
Yes. Yes, but also, you know, Gail Simmons also works for... She's the editor of Food & Wine magazine. Yeah. Okay, there's a bit... Like, Padma Lakshmi's claim to fame before Top Chef was that she was married to Salman Rushdie. That's it.
How's that thing so far?
Very good.
We're good.
That's all I'm saying. I'm saying she shouldn't be on the list. I think... one thing I'm surprised on here...
Speaking of which, how the hell did Salman Rushdie pull that one off?
It helps to be a famous author.
That might be
okay,
kicking your cover.
If you look through this, you've got, you know, not only do you have Padma Lakshmi with Salman Rushdie, but we already mentioned the Joel.
Yeah.
Okay, be it daughter or wife.
We might need clarification on that.
We might, but either way, if it's his daughter, mom's going to be pretty hot too.
Wouldn't mom be Christy Green?
No, she's this.
Well, how old is she?
I don't. It doesn't say. It's like two sentences for each person.
No, she looks like she's like 22.
No, she's probably our age.
Think so?
Yeah, late 20s. So I was just trying to think of who else I would add to it. I was kind of surprised that. Maybe not surprised isn't the right word. I'm surprised that there isn't any mention of Rachel Ray on here. And I think maybe 5 years ago she would have been on there.
Right, but she's...
But I think now she's gone more into the talk show host realm than chef realm.
I can't bring myself to watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost gotten to the point where now I can't watch 30-minute meals. Which is a good show, you know, if you just had...
30 minutes 30 to make a meal?
Well, no, but 30 minutes, like, in between shows you actually do want to watch.
Uh-huh.
It's a good filler. So, it's... I cannot bring myself to watch her talk show. That plus, she's got a really annoying voice.
Yeah. But she is awful cute.
Think so?
Have you ever seen the Maxim spread she did?
I did.
That was a nice spread.
I did. Surprising.
Granted, it was 8 years ago, I want to say. So it was a while ago.
Well, it was not recent.
No, not at all.
I don't know if I'd add anything.
I'm trying to think who I could possibly add. Although that person on Five Ingredient Fix, so we can never remember her damn name.
Yeah, if somebody actually knows who this person is, help us out.
Now you're gonna laugh at me, and we're gonna end it on this. As long as we're including anyone on food shows, okay? You ever watch Ace of Cakes?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, there's a couple on there that I think are awful cute. I think her name is Elena. She's kind of the Hispanic one with all the tattoos.
Okay.
She's got a gap teeth.
Yeah.
I think she's super cute. There's another one. I think her name is like Mary Catherine or something.
The one at the front desk?
Well, her I like a lot.
That's
Mary Alice.
Mary Alice, okay.
But there's another one that's two names. It's like...
I can see where the girls on that show are much more up your...
What does that mean? I'm curious now.
It's just more up your wheelhouse.
What does that mean?
It means you like a certain type of woman.
Okay.
And you enjoy a good tattoo.
I do. I do indeed.
And that's all I'm saying.
Yes. What we'll always... For, what I figured you'd laugh at me about was we've married Alice. But I think... There's a couple things that I really, really like about her. She seems like she's very fun. She puts up with Duff. And trust me, any woman I'm going to have a long-term relationship with, they have to be willing to put up with a
man
boy.
Even though they're not married.
Well, I know. But, I mean, they work together.
They work
together. Still puts up with him.
Yeah.
I'm saying any person I'm going to be spending the rest of my life with has to be willing to put up with living with a man boy.
Right.
Man child. So that is her favorite. But one thing I did not know about her... Her brother?
Lead singer of Clutch. Yeah. Which makes her quite awesome.
Yes.
Because Clutch freaking rocks.
Clutch is awesome.
Yeah.
Clutch is a man that I wish I was.
If
you've never heard Clutch.
For God's sakes. iTunes it, iPod it, whatever. Get yourself...
I'll put a link to one of their videos.
Or their website.
Or the website.
Yeah.
He's a man. He's a man that.
He's like a man beast.
I forget what his name is, but.
And Clutch is the name of the band.
Clutch is the name of the band. Yeah. They had a minor hit of probably about 5-6 years ago called "Careful with That Mic."
Yep.
And if you've heard it, as soon as you hear it, you know the song.
Yeah.
He's got one of those voices that I just want. I want to have it.
I'm trying to think of a good way to describe Clutch's music.
It's like
it's a little Pantera. It's a little
okay. We'll just put it this way. Take a sociology professor.
Yeah.
Give him like a death metal voice.
Yeah.
And just have him do speeches over Pantera music.
Yeah. Not a Henry Rollins, because that's kind of what you get.
It's like Henry Rollins with an awesome voice.
There you go.
Henry Rollins, I like his voice, but he doesn't. He's much more interesting in terms of what he's saying, not how he's saying.
Agreed. Completely agree.
And he's one of those guys that I would love to get on the show.
Excuse me, I finished. I need a box.
I'm done. But he's a guy I'd love to get on the show because he's. I used to watch his interview show that he used to have. Mm-hmm. I think it was on Bravo. Like late night or some shit like that. He'd have like Gore Vidal on and shit. Like that's the most surreal thing you've ever seen. Like Henry Rollins talking to Gore Vidal about the state of America. I live for that shit. But that's just me.
Alrighty. But yes, check out Clutch.
Yeah, check out Clutch. We'll put a link to it in the show notes. So that's cool. Final verdict on True Tie.
It was, you know, I said this before. This is really a good place. I mean, this is like one of those hidden gems. You know, there's not a good way to say this is where it's located. You kind of have to go, you have to map west to find it.
Yes.
They have a full website. They have an awesome lunch buffet. It's under $10, includes hot tea, and it's. You know, it's something like 20 items.
Wow.
But they're all this kind of quality.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had the deep-fried tilapia before.
Okay.
I'm going to actually go home and have a minor heart attack. Not a full-on blockage, but just like enough to make me breathe
wake
a little bit hard.
Wake
yeah, exactly. I'm going to be drooling a little bit and rubbing my left arm a little bit.
Just there's a Simpson, one of the Simpsons episodes where Homer has a heart attack. And it's the episode where down in the bottom corner there's the shot of his heart, so you can see it kind of dying.
Like, it's kind of like the Dr. Seuss heartometer. Grid still.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a. Well, he's having like the first bits of a heart attack. And he's got the chest. He's got like the chest pains going, and he's just like, just working the turkey through. That's what he's saying. And so that has become the line that we use at work all the time. Like if we have like post lunch heartburn or something like that, it's working the turkey through.
Yes, I'll be working the turkey.
Yeah, I'll be working the turkey through.
So if we do end up in an accident the way back, be dropping you off, people at least know what happened while we're not having a show next week.
Yes.
It's I had a hard time.
Yeah. But it was good though.
That was all the way to go. That's my last meal. I'm content with that.
Yep.
I had every intention to work out after this, and
it's not
going to
happen. Not going to happen. Yeah. My sweet and sour. I give it a good B-, maybe C+. It's not the best I've ever had. And what killed it for me, like the vegetables were good. The one thing I forgot in here was tomatoes, which you rarely see in a sweet and sour vegetable mix.
Because the minute those tomatoes get heated up, it goes weird. Weird shit happens.
I would say they do what your balls do in the cold, but that's kind of the opposite of what they do.
And humidity.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
They go bad.
Yeah.
But I think they did a good job with the tomatoes here. They were good flavor. They had a good texture to it. That was fun. What killed it for me was the sauce.
Right.
It was way too watery and way too...
If you came here again, would you be more inclined to try something more Thai-ish?
I think I would. What really sold this for me, like, I was prepared to try to do some Thai.
Yeah.
But what sold it for me was, like, this is the official sweet-sour dish of the St. Paul school system.
Right.
It's like, I gotta try that.
Yeah. And also noticed that the chicken was not deep fried like you normally see in a can.
It was pork.
Oh, it was pork?
It's pork.
Well, typically, even then, you still...
This is just straight up cooked pork.
You know, yeah, it's like so, an egg wash, or not an egg wash, but like
a batter.
Almost a batter, yeah. So.
Which they didn't have. But, I mean, the pork was fine. Everything was fine. Like I said, what killed it was that sauce, just because it was just way too
much.
It was way too soupy. I mean, that was what did it for me, because I like it when it's that little thick and maybe just that little bit of fake pink.
I know
to
what you're
it. Like
about,
that,
yeah.
It's almost like...
You like a Cantonese version.
Yeah.
That's what you like.
Yeah, I like the thickness of it and how it binds and holds everything together. This did not do that.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a preference thing. Taste-wise, it was fine, though.
Right. What'd you think of the egg rolls?
Egg rolls were fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I take it?
Yes. Yes.
No, you have to chew on that fish head.
thank you.
Now, what in God's name are these?
Tang Tem Nai Thai fortune roll.
Fortune roll. So whereas a cookie is folded, this seems to be more rolled up.
And I think this is, you know, maybe a good way to leave off. And
yeah, I think so.
In that we read our.
This
our
is really kind of a lazy fortune though, because I mean, completely. You don't have to do anything.
But it's more of a scroll.
Oh God, these, they're sweet. They're like a cinnamon.
Yeah, it is. A lot going on there.
That's a. God, they're hard. It's almost like a sugar cone.
It's exactly what it's like.
Yeah. That is really intriguing.
It's good.
Mine's a little tough. To be honest, but. But yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like a waffle cone.
It's good.
Yeah. God. All right.
I hate.
Alright, hit me.
I no doubt deserve my enemies, but I don't believe I deserve my friends.
These aren't so much fortunes as like sayings.
Yeah.
Because mine is also about friends. Everybody should have two friends. Should have at least two friends.
Okay.
One to talk to and one to talk about. Now the question is which one of us is the one we talk about?
I'm fortunate about this. Yeah.
It's really kind of sad. Although mine, in with if you add the embed, is kind of amusing.
I don't deserve my enemies, but I don't believe I deserve my friends in bed.
It's not as good.
No.
Alright, so they lose major points on the fortune cookies. But
exactly. Gotta make, the whole place gets a D-.
Yeah, D-. If that.
Epic fail.
Terrible. You want to wrap it up here?
I will be happy to. Once again, the Well-Fed Guide to Life is brought to you in part by the Four Perkins Specialty Beer Store at thefourperkins.com. Questions or comments can be sent to wellfed@fancypantsgangsters.com.
Also, check us out on Facebook.
Yep.
Do the search for the Well-Fed Guide, or if you're a fan of us in general, if you're a fan of Fancy Pants Gangsters, there's a link to that show as well.
Damn straight.
Coming up very shortly, the 100th episode.
Mighty. It seems like just yesterday.
Might have a special guest, maybe two.
Holy crap. I guess we'll still have to find a restaurant for
I know.
For
said, it's madness.
It is madness. I can't. We grow up so fast.
We do. So, and we might have a report next week from the Surly Tour.
That's right.
Because that's Friday for
is
us.
Is that this Friday?
That's this Friday.
I totally forgot about that. I thought that was next week, but no worries. It's still on, right. Like Donkey Kong.
Very good. And I'm going to try it. Maybe we can do a show from there. We'll see. So I don't know what's going to happen next week. I know we do. And I've shot an email to him. I'll shoot him another email this week because I just don't know how the tour is going to work. Maybe not this week we'll do it, a show there, but I would like to do a show from there. In fact, just as a little tease here, in the next few months I want to do not so much restaurants, but interesting markets and things like that.
You have the worst way of wrapping things up. You really do.
It's because I just love talking.
I know you do.
I have an idea for a show called The Iron Ramble.
just grandstanding and
yeah. No, it's like The Iron Chef. You just pit two podcast hosts with each other with a random topic, and you have to go until you have nothing else to say.
You'd bleed out before that happened.
I know.
You know, you just
I will be the
blood
more
coming out of every orifice.
I'll be the Morimoto of the Iron Ramble.
Asking for a diaper mid-sentence.
That's right. Fuck yes. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, and we will see you next week.